Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here, Mishnah Yomi for Shabbat Miketz, and it's also the third day of Hanukkah already, is in chapter 3 of Sanhedrin, Mishnah 8. Kol Zman Shemevi Raya, anytime they can bring a proof, Soter et Din, they could undo the judgment, they could appeal the judgment. Now, so far in this parak, we talked about qualifications for witnesses. In the previous Mishnah, we just talked about voting about the verdict, and then not sharing the deliberations. And now we're talking about the appeals process. So anytime the litigant could bring in new information that could reopen the case, he may do so. Amru lo, but if they told him, kol rayot sheyesh lecha, any sort of proof or new information you have, hevi mikol nashloshim yom, you need to bring it between now and 30 days from now. So then, matzah b'tuch shloshim yom soter. So then, if he brings it within those 30 days, it's an appeal, and they're going to look at his case again. But la'acher shloshim yom eino soter. But after 30 days, time's up. So the court could set a limit for appeals. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he disagrees. Says maya asezei, what should this guy do? Shlo matzah b'tuch shloshim. He didn't find proof in those 30 days. But he found it now. Amru lo. Now the Mishnah adds a similar case during the trial. Amru lo havi edim. Bring your witnesses. Amar ein li edim. He says, I'm sorry, I don't have any witnesses. Amru havi raya. They said, bring your proof, your documentation, your receipts. Amar ein li raya. He says, no, I don't have documentation. Lachar zman, then later, the next day or the next week, court was adjourned, or maybe after the verdict even. Hevi Raya, he brings in documentation, and Matzah Edim, and he brings in witnesses. Harei Zei Eino Klum. This documentation and witnesses is not accepted in court. The assumption is he saw that he was going to lose, he didn't have any information, so he went out and hired witnesses or forged a receipt, and then later brought it in. Abraham Shimon Gamliel, he also disagrees here. Ma Yase Zei, what should he do? Shol Haya Yodeya, Shiesh Lo Edim. Maybe he didn't know there are witnesses to the transaction. Umatza Edim, and then later on he was complaining about his case, and some guy said, oh yeah, we saw that loan. Didn't we? And it turns out they were valid witnesses. Lo hayodei sheyesh lo raya, or he didn't know there was a receipt for the transaction. Umatza raya. And then later on, he found a proof. So it's a good argument. What should he do? But the Bar Noah brings the halacha is not like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. It's like the sages. The Mishnah brings a similar case now. Amru lo, in court, the judges told him, Havei Edim, bring your witnesses. Amr ein li Edim, he says, I have no witnesses. They said, Havi Raya, bring your paperwork. Amr ein li Raya says, I don't have any documentation. And then the same day, the same court session, Rosh Mitchayev Bedin, he sees that it looks bad for him. He looks like he's going to have to pay. The Amar, and then he says, Kirvu Plonia Ploni Hey Duni. Please bring in so-and-so and so-and-so, and they will testify for me. Oshahotzi Raya, or he brings out documentation, mitoch afundato, from under his belt, or from, his undershirt. Hare ze eno klum. Everyone agrees, even Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel agrees in this case, this is definitely not valid, that what this man had done was he hired false witnesses in advance, or he forged a receipt in advance, and he didn't want to rely on it, but when he saw he was going to lose, he decided to rely on the illegal documentation or testimony. Mazel tov, and we're on to chapter 4. Echad dine mamonot ve'echad dine nefashot. Whether you're dealing with a financial case, mamon, or a case of capital punishment, nefashot, and some include getting malchus in this category as well, bedrisha uvechakira. They require investigation of the witnesses with drisha, like making a drasha, learning into it, investigating it, and chakira. Chakira is like chokir, is like carving in, like going deep with the questioning. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Vayikra chapter 24, mishpat echod yei lachem. There will be one legal standard for all of you for both financial and capital cases. The Mishnah will actually describe what's drisha and what's chakira in the next parak. We actually mentioned back in chapter 3 that they would examine the witnesses not just to what happened, but also when and where it happened. And there's another level of questioning where they might even ask, what color suit, what color shoes was the other guy wearing? They might ask very exacting questions. And the Rav Bertner points out here, based on the Gemara, Daf 32, that there is actually a little difference. On a biblical level, you need the Drisha, the Hakira, and the judges could ask whatever questions they want. But on a rabbinic level, the sages saw that if you asked very exacting questions to witnesses in financial cases, then not a lot of people would want to be witnesses in financial cases. So rabbinically, they did lower the bar to cross-examination of testimony just a little bit for financial matters. The Mishnah here goes on, Ma bein dine mamonot le dine nefashot. So what is the difference between financial and capital cases? Dine mamonot b'shlosha. As we mentioned in the first chapter, you need three judges for financial matters. Dine nefashot b'esrim b'shlosha, but 23 for capital cases. Also, dine mamonot potchin bein b'shut bein lechova. When you're arguing, when the judges are debating a financial case, they can start with the assumption that Reuven has to pay or the assumption that Reuven does not have to pay. Either way is fine. A capital case, you start by advancing arguments that this accused man is innocent. You do not start with a presumption, or you don't kick off the debates with arguments for his guilt. He's innocent until proven guilty. Also, dine mamonot, motin al pi echad. You need a one-vote majority to decide a case of financial matters, as we discussed in the last chapter. And if they couldn't agree, they had one undecided, they would add two more judges till you get a majority by one. Bein l'zchut, bein l'chava, whether you're saying he has to pay or not. Dine nefashot, but capital cases, motin al pi echad l'zchut, you can have a one-justice majority to let him off, al pi shnayim l'chava, but you need two additional justices to convict. Meaning in this court of 23, if the verdict is 12 judges versus 11 that he's innocent, he's innocent. But if 12 say guilty and 11 say innocent, then those 12 justices don't actually outvote. They need a majority of two. So they would really need to have 13 judges say guilty and only 10 say innocent to actually convict this accused. Now back in the Mishnah, dine mamonot, financial cases, machazirin bein lezchut bein lechova. They can reopen and re-examine and appeal the case, whether they're going to make him pay or make him not pay. Either way, they could change the verdict. But dine nefashot, machazirin lezchut ve'ein machazirin lechova. A capital case, they can appeal the case and re-examine it only to find him innocent, but not to find him guilty. Once the court found him innocent, they cannot then go back on appeal and find him guilty. There's no double jeopardy in halachic law here. The Mishnah adds another difference. Dine mamonot hakol milamdin zchut v'chova. In a financial case, any judge who's there, now they had not just the three judges, but often the talmidim and there were some rabbis and whoever's there, anyone can advance arguments for paying or not paying, but dine nefashot the kol melamdin zchut v'ena kol melamdin chova. By a capital case, only the 23 judges, the first row judges, the first string judges, they can argue that reasons that he might be guilty, but the talmidim, the students, and we'll see later, tomorrow, they had three rows of students behind the primary judges, they could advance arguments for innocence, but not for guilt. Also, dine mamonot, financial cases, melamed chova, a judge who argued that he's guilty, he should pay, melamed zchut, can change his mind and say, no, he should not pay. Melamed zchut, melamed chova. And vice versa, they could change their minds and change their argument approach. But dine nefashot, melamed chova, melamed zchut. One who argued he's guilty can then later argue, well, there might be reasons he's innocent. Of all the melamed zchut, a judge who advanced reasons he's innocent, ein yochol lachzor lamed chova. He can't then argue in front of the court reasons he might be guilty. Another distinction is dine mamonot danin bayom v'gomrim balayla. Money cases, you start them during the day, the court's in session at day, but they can keep going into the night and finish at the following night. Dine nefashot danin bayom v'gomrim bayom. A capital case, you can only, argue the case during the day, and they have to finish during the day. In a similar vein, dine mamonot gomrin bo vayom bein l'zchut bein l'chova. A financial case can conclude and render a verdict the same day they started, whether it's zchut, he doesn't have to pay, he's innocent, or chova, he has to pay. But dine nefashot gomrin bo vayom l'zchut. They can acquit the defendant, say he's innocent, on that same day. But uvayom shela acharav l'chova, if they're going to vote him guilty and convict him, they have to wait till the next day to actually finalize the verdict. And the Gemara on Daf 35 points out that it's really so they have overnight to think about it and come up with some reasons that they might be able to find the defendant innocent before they finalize the din. Lefichach, and therefore, since there's this delay for finding guilty in a capital case, ein donin lo be'erev Shabbat v'lo be'erev Yom Tov. They never start a capital case on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, because they wouldn't be able to pronounce the sentence until the next day, and if it's execution, they can't execute somebody on Shabbat or Yom Tov. The Gemara explains, if somebody is found guilty, they need to be executed, the court would do that right away. They wouldn't want him to wait, you know, the rest of that Shabbos and then wait till Sunday to get executed. That would be a really horrible Shabbos. It's called Inui Hadin, to not keep people waiting for their correct judgment. Yashar Koach and Chanukah Sameach.